Australians are continuing to lose extraordinary amounts of money from sophisticated scammers claiming to be from the National Broadband Network. The Consumer Watchdog says that the average monthly loss so far this year is $110,000. That's an increase of nearly 300% on last year. ACCC Acting Chair Delia Rickard has been speaking with the ABC's Senior Business Correspondent, Peter Ryan.
It's way, way too much. 531,000 has gone missing, and it's to a range of different scams where scammers pretend to be the NBN to get both your money and your personal information.
How many people have been conned by NBN scammers? And just explain how these scammers work in getting people to hand over sensitive identification details like addresses, dates of birth, Medicare card numbers.
So far we've had nearly 5,000 people report scams to us. Now, not all of those will have lost money, but that many people have taken the time and effort to let us know about scams approaching them. One really unusual one in terms of ID theft is people are turning up at someone's door, pretending to be the NBN, and then asking for a whole range of personal information. Driver's licence, passport number, Medicare number. Now, you should never, ever give away personal information to someone you haven't approached yourself and you're not completely confident of who they are.
So it's gone from unsolicited telephone calls from people claiming to be from the NBN to someone actually turning up at your doorstep.
Turning up at your doorstep, which is quite unusual. We don't see that with many scams. And the main scam we're seeing here is the remote access scam, where scammers pretend to be the NBN. They call you and tell you that there's a problem with your computer. They either offer to fix it, download malware onto your machine where they can then get all sorts of personal identification information, or they do the threat thing where they say that someone's maliciously attacked your computer, we need your help to track them, and then they trick you into giving them access to your bank accounts, amongst other things.
And you say that people over the age of 65 are the most vulnerable, taking the greater share of the losses.
That's right, and we suspect part of the reason for that is that they're more likely to still have a landline, to be at home and answer the phone during the day. Interestingly, this is one of the few scams where we haven't had any reports from people under 35. And again, probably a lot of them are just using mobiles.
Where are these scammers located? Where are they operating from? And how difficult is it for law enforcement authorities to track them down?
The vast majority of them are based overseas. It's incredibly difficult and incredibly resource intensive to track them down. So we really try to get the message out so we can warn people about the ways in which scammers are operating, so that hopefully they just won't fall victim to one of these scams.
It's not just the NBN scam, though. You've had cases where scammers call during a blackout and offer a way to stay connected, of course, for a fee.
They call and they say, look, if you pay us this much money, then we can ensure you remain connected to the NBN during blackouts. And, of course, the NBN uses electricity, and so it is affected by blackouts.
Just how serious are these scams becoming? Because people are now much more aware of them, yet people are still being conned.
I think one of the very clever things that scammers do is they constantly reinvent the same old scams but attach them to current topical issues. We know there's a degree of confusion with people, so another version of the NBN scams is they call offering to sell you various equipment, modems, this and that, and then they'll either get you to pay over iTunes cards or some sort of gift cards, or hand over your bank account details or credit card numbers. So it's important for people to remember that the NBN is a wholesaler. They are not out there calling trying to sell you equipment.
We all need to be on guard. The ACCC's Delia Rickard with Senior Business Correspondent Peter Ryan.